Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good Monday. Morning, afternoon, evening, whatever this is. It's all just one cloud of disappointment today. It doesn't feel like we're making our way through this day with a whole lot of efficiency. The Commanders last night in Landover at Northwest Stadium were down 28 to nothing. They lose 38 to 14. Danny, it's three straight losses by 21 or more points, something that hadn't happened around these parts in 21 years, hadn't happened in the NFL since 2020. And yet, the biggest story is not the defense getting shredded again. It's not the offense being broken. The fact that Jaden Daniels was pressured on half of his dropbacks and had to run around all night because there was nothing else going offensively. The story is that Daniels, again, suffers an injury, and this time it's a serious one. That elbow dislocation. We now await word on exactly what's going on. You're going to hear from Dan Quinn. We rarely take his press conference live on the show. We're going to do that today right at 3:30 in 90 minutes. So make sure you're listening at that time for DQ so that we can get the latest on Daniels. But that is the story. The face of the franchise, the answer at quarterback, is hurt. And this time, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a couple weeks with a knee or with a hamstring. This looks way more serious.
For an attempt to go down by 24, I suppose, right? Toby's doing updates today, right? Toby's on updates. Is the breaking news sounder working? It better be. Every second there isn't breaking news that somebody has been removed, that somebody has been demoted, that somebody has had a responsibility taken away from them is a slap in the face to this fan base. They're not giving you any of your money back. The prices are the prices. The credit card charge went through for your season tickets, for your concessions last night at that game. I feel terrible for everybody that went to that ridiculous display. I feel horrible. Every second that they tell us that they're going to fix it. We'll improve communication. Is it simple enough yet? Did we get it simplified? Is it cleaned up? Are we good to go? Can we get timeouts right? No to all that crap. Every second that they tell you there's no major change is a slap in the face. Just take them. Take these slaps in the face, fans. Unbelievable how bad this is. Real quick, and I'll tag you back in. You mentioned it right there. They lose by more than 20 points three straight weeks. The teams they're going to pick 1 and 2 in this draft don't do that.
Well, no, nobody does that in the NFL but them this year and has done it over the last 4 years. The 2020 Jaguars are the last team. All of the bad years, the Shanahan charade at the end, you know, Jay Gruden's rock bottom before he got fired. You name an embarrassing time, the swinging gate or the Bruce Allen era or the Scott McLuhan debacle, like whatever it was. This has not happened, where they have, on three consecutive games, been beaten by 21 or more points. Last night it was 24, thanks to a garbage time touchdown, just over 7 minutes remaining when they were down 31, as you pointed out. But yeah, it's hard to lose by 20-plus in this league, let alone twice in a row, let alone three times in a row. It's why it's been a quarter century. It's the first month, September, of the Marty Schottenheimer era when they started 0-5, the last time it happened. But what's really hard is to find something redeemable about that game last night. Like, if you look really hard, you could see that Chris Rodriguez averaged 5 yards a carry, scored a touchdown, ran hard. That Jordan McGee, bringing some speed to the second level at linebacker, had some decent football plays. That Jeremy Reeves flies around and he's physical. But they're very fleeting, small, little, tiny, micro things. On the macro, your special teams, with the best kick returner in the league, breaks his collarbone on the opening return of the game. And then the guy that replaced him, and I'm going to give you a couple of weeks off before I tell you again how much I like Jalen Lane and what a good football player he is. That was tough last night as he fumbled a kick return. So special teams hurt you there. On defense, I'm now of the belief that they can't fix this. This is so irreparably broken. They are so damaged beyond repair. I've been saying they have no answers. They will find no answers. There are no answers to be had.
I agree with you.
It's just a matter of, will a team fumble a football because you punch the ball out? Or will Travis Kelce accidentally have a ball go off his hand so you get a pick so that you extend 10, 15, 20 game minutes before they get their next opportunity in the red zone? Will someone drop a pass? That's kind of what you're hoping at this point. But offensively, this is the part that I can't quite figure out. I thought last night, so pass protection was brutal. PFF had him for 12 pressures. I thought it was more than that. Next Gen Stats said Daniels, at the highest rate of his career, was pressured on 50% of dropbacks.
Yeah.
60% in the second half. He was running for his life at points last night. And on the final play where he got hurt, it's an RPO where he's either going to hand it off or throw it. Dan Quinn, essentially after the game, said there's no reason he should have been running, except that the moment he got to the back of his drop, there was pressure. Now, for a moment, if you look in the end zone, Deebo Samuel's open, he can make the throw. But that's a tough ask. Would have been a great football play to reset. He's getting to the back of his drop, and there's a free rusher, free, completely unblocked, who's now forcing Daniels up to run when Dan Quinn said there was no business for him to run. Well, those two things don't work for me in unison. But they can't run the football right now. It's been a month since they've been able to run the football, by the way. They can't get anything going in the passing game, especially to someone not named Deebo Samuel for anything after the catch. And I don't know how we got here so quickly with Cliff, who was ascending as one of the great offensive minds in the league, head coaching candidate, to a month now where it's like, their pass protection idea isn't great. They don't have any real answers in the passing game to get guys open. He's not scheming anybody free. Last night it was, is Daniels going to run for a few yards here to get him ahead of the sticks? Or is it going to be third and long?
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a couple plays. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. You could see it. A couple of running lanes were open for him, talking about Daniels, because no one's open, but defenders have their back turned so he could scamper for a handful of yards. And they got enough speed where they could close on you. They're easy to defend. There's no threat. I think that's the alpha and the omega of it. Now, individually, there are moments like Zach Ertz can't remember the damn snap count. He can't remember the snap count. At least you're slow and drop passes. At least you miss blocks here and there. He can't remember the snap count. Twice. Two different times. A little, let's inch forward our version of the tush push. Nope. Old trippy 86 can't keep his balance because he's old. Remember the snap count, please. Start there. Injuries has a lot to do with a lot. Zach Ertz is the guy you're counting on. Remember the snap count. Remember the snap count. Remember the snap count. Seven-year-olds are doing that. We got a big championship game this weekend. The Ravens and the Steelers, the rivalry matchup. They'll remember the snap count. We usually just go on one to keep it simple for them. Maybe we got to simplify that for you, too. But back to your point. I just think there's no threat. Nobody scares you. Debo is awesome when he's healthy, when he's right. I don't know that he is right now, but even if he was, we wouldn't notice because there's a swarm around him. He's not a downfield threat. There isn't one. Everybody knows it. Whether they can't block it up, can't trust Jalen Lane to do it, or can't trust anybody to run the routes that are required, they aren't going deep. There's no bluff. There's no, we'll do it. We'll turn this car around. They can't turn the car around. And everybody knows it. So crappy defenses. See Chicago. Abominable on defense. Terrible defense. Terrible. Shoves it on them. Dallas, even worse, shoves it on them. They can't threaten anybody, and the word is out. It's like a pitcher tipping pitches, and everybody knows. I'm not saying that they've got the signals. They probably do the exact same if other teams did have the signals, to be honest with you. It's like they're playing Super Tecmo Bowl, and your opponent's cheating by looking at your Nintendo controller where they've got the play guest. There's no room to do anything for anyone. Every millimeter is a rock fight. Every inch forward is the hardest inch in the history of mankind. They are rudderless. They are hopeless. And I renew my call. I want that breaking news sounder any second. Something. Somebody change something and make a big announcement about it. Show me that you give a bleep. Fire someone. I don't care. The person that hydrates people. Send them packing. The person that chopped up the film. The person that labels the tape. The person that keeps your coffee hot or cold. Or that fetches your espresso. Remove someone from play calling duties. Bench someone. A change. Do something. Otherwise, you're telling me, it's fine. It's fine. And it's not.
I can't believe how easy it was for Jaxon Smith-Njigba last night. And for Sam Darnold, for that
really?
Matter.
Really? Yeah, Darnold.
He did not throw an incompletion in the first half. He ended up 21 of 24 for 330 and 4. So he had more touchdown passes, 4. Then he had incompletions, 3, in the entire ballgame. He only had one really bad play, which was the interception he threw to Sandristill, where Mikey's actually kind of trailing in coverage behind the guy. And it just so happened Darnold couldn't set his feet and kind of throws off balance.
Yeah, that was I'm feeling myself a little bit. Let me go ahead and try to fit this in there. Terrible throw.
He throws it right to Sandristill, who's got 3 of the 5 interceptions this year, so good for Mikey to turn them over. Accept the gift. They don't accept the gift enough. They did that time, so I'll give them credit there. But there is this school of thought in talking to some people, Logan Paulson on Take Command, some other folks that I bounce things off of that know more ball than me, about you play a guy like JSN, who has had at least 70 yards in every game, who is, other than one game this year, had over 90 yards, who's leading the NFL in receiving yards for good reason coming into this game. And there's this thought that, well, he's going to get his. There's not a whole lot you could do about it. And to some extent, I'm okay with that. But it can't be as easy as it was last night, which was 7 grabs for 119 yards before halftime. And if it's a real football game where you're not up 31-7 and you're not taking your foot off the gas pedal in the middle of the third quarter and basically not trying at all in the fourth quarter because Mike McDonald's a respectable man. I don't know if Dan Campbell will be with the Detroit Lions coming to town this weekend, who you whooped up on. Jaden playing his butt off, the offense lighting him up in the playoffs in January. Remember that game? How fun that was?
Oh, yeah.
As Washington got to the NFC Championship
game. They do too, by the way.
They're coming off of a loss. They're angry, and now they're coming here for vengeance. But luckily, the Seahawks took some pity. They didn't try to embarrass you in the fourth quarter. They could have hung 50 on national TV. By the way, Mr. Rouye, they would have been, at that point, further embarrassed. They're 0-4 on primetime this year. I don't even know if they're going to get the Sunday Nighter against Denver.
They should have it taken away.
At home in a month. They might get flexed out of that. But the Thursday Nighter against the Packers, yuck. The Monday Nighter against Kansas City, whoops. This one, terrible. They've been blown out three times in primetime. The game that was close was the Bears game, which was the most excruciating loss of the season. So I'm good for the rest of the season as far as playing at night goes. But at least they have two more standalone games coming up in short order here with the Broncos on Sunday Night Football and the Madrid game.
Let's put that one at like 5 a.m.
And for our poor listeners who spent thousands of dollars for flights and hotels and tickets to that game, you're still going to have a hell of a trip. You're still going to be able to have a nice vacation and celebrate that. But I feel awful for people who thought they were going over there to see, you know, a 7-3 Washington team or whatever they were anticipating when they bought those tickets. One of the best teams in the conference coming off the NFC title game with Daniels healthy and playing as the, you know, face of the outfit. Now you got Marcus Mariota leading a maybe 3-7 Washington team into that game with Madrid in a couple of weeks. It's just so different than anyone could have anticipated. But I guess back to the larger point, I don't even know what I'm most annoyed about today. I think it was how awesome everything was until kickoff. I got to say, as someone who was at the game, and as someone, I say this all the time, my wife goes to games, not as many as we used to because we have kids now. So this was her first of the year. We paid for season tickets all year long. She got to go to her first game. In-laws come, watch the kids. She gets to go. And she is fired up watching the light show. She can't believe that all of a sudden Northwest Stadium's like a real stadium. They bring in a guy from the Vikings. They bring in someone from the Falcons. They bring in someone from this organization. And Danny, I know you'll never go to the stadium, but I mean this when I tell you it was incredible.
I believe it.
Before the kickoff last night. The light show and the graphics on the field and the video they did and this rebrand with the spear and this, I mean, it's a little bit like the Vegas hockey team that you hated where they do this big show on the board and they've got this backstory and it's all going to, you know, culminate probably with whatever their new stadium is from this like Greco-Roman kind of back theme, you know, home base for the Commanders or whatever. The place was absolutely bouncing. We've been to Cincinnati last year on primetime. We've been to Kansas City. This felt like it belonged. The social team crushes it all week. The uniforms, which we'll never even get to talk about today, looked amazing. Yep. They looked so good. That's all I want to talk about. The thing I grew up caring about and loving when I was a diehard fan of this team, asking for Redskins stuff from when I was 7 years old to when I was 15 years old for Christmas. That's all I ever wanted. They looked like that team for the first time since 2022. And then the game started, and it felt like the Monday Night Massacre against the Eagles. It was that embarrassing as they were down 28-0. At one point, they gave up two touchdowns in 15 seconds after the touchdown, fumbled kickoff, first play touchdown. It was actually 11 seconds apart.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.